You mentioned the toxicity that was seen in the AVAIL trial. Can you go through that a little bit more?
The bleeding risk was lower than expected. They really didn't see any significant CNS hemorrhages, which had been something that had been raised, obviously, with the carbotaxol. And one thing that came out also was that about 9% of patients on the trial were actually on therapeutic anticoagulation. There was an exclusion criteria for people going on, but once they were on, ended up needing it, they were able to stay on, and there was no increased bleeding for that group either.
Any sort of theoretical reason? I mean, we're starting out with a pretty small number. It's an indirect comparison between two trials, but any reason to think why you might see less hemoptysis or bleeding?
Well, they had slightly different inclusion and exclusion criteria. One other thing that came out was their bleeding was not higher for the central tumors. You know, the numbers for both studies were not that high, and it was reassuring to see that they were no higher for this. I don't think that from a theoretical concept of the two drugs. I mean, we didn't see a lot more thrombocytopenia, which would obviously be the concern with the gemcitabine. I think it was just reassuring more than anything.
Anything new in terms of the theoretical mechanism of why you see the bleeding? There were attempts to try to dissect that out, particularly at the last ASCO meeting. Anything new in that regard?
No, I mean, we still know that there's definite correlation between patients that have a cavitary response in their tumor and bleeding. That's the only thing I've seen that's really been in any way validated. And even there, it's small numbers, so it's not truly validated.